Okay, here we go. The current time is 1930 UTC. And yeah, that means it's time to begin another thrilling episode of the Dubious Goals Commentar. Yeah, okay. I'm trying to avoid some wind, and so the best plan of action at this point is to lose altitude. Let's go down into the actual creek here. Because, hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I'm out doing an owl check. We got to check for owls. See if the owls have returned to Capistrano yet. And while we're here, we'll check the creek to see if there's any golf balls. Nope, there are no golf balls. This is because nobody's been golfing. Although today would be a pretty good day for it. It's about 10 degrees, maybe a little bit less. Call it 9.5 degrees. If the sun would come out, we would have an easy 10 degrees or warmer. So, yeah, here we are, down in the creek. There's a blue jay up there somewhere. This is a good sign, because... is he talking to somebody, or is he angry? Remember, when we hear angry birds, it means there are owls present. This guy, he's right above me. I think he's just talking to some other guy over there. Maybe, maybe not. Let's work our way upstream. See if we can find any evidence in the owl zone. Da-da-da. There's tracks on the sandbar. Somebody's been running on the sandbar. Oh, okay, so I had a weird night. I was tired last night. I went to bed a little bit early. Not that early, you know, like 15 minutes early. And, squawk, 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 squawk. I'm looking for anything that they might be complaining about. And then I woke up sort of early. Early-ish. Like 8. That's early for me. But I tried to go back to sleep, but I had to go to the bathroom. And I was afraid to get up because I thought I wouldn't be able to go back to sleep. So I got up, went to the bathroom, and then tried to go back to sleep. And I did fall asleep after a while. And then I slept until noon 15. That ain't good. But on the other hand, maybe it is good. Maybe it's good because I really needed that sleep. Wow, look at all this. I'm walking around the root ball of this tree, and somebody has been climbing up onto the top of the root ball where there's all this dirt, and they've been kicking dirt down. So, is there somebody in the hole under the root ball? There could be. That'd be a real good place for Matis. Real good place for a fox to hide, too. Yeah, so somehow I got up really late. Okay, that's cool, I guess. And so... I said, yes, let's get moving. Let's go outside, because it looks warm. It's a little breezy for my tastes, but... beggars can't be choosers. So here I am. Here I am walking along. I'm scanning the ground. I'm looking for things like this. Is this how fresh is this? Is this new or is this old? Wait. I'm looking at poops, and there's a lot of feathers sitting right around here too. Look, there's one here. There's one here. And these owl feathers? Here's a big tuft of them. No, these are not owl feathers. But I'm kind of wondering if these are the feathers of some bird that an owl decided to eat. Looking up in the air, see? I think these are slightly older owl poops. This is not the fresh stuff. And I'm looking for the freshy. Looking for birbs. What has my life come to? I'm walking around looking for birds. Wait a minute, am I complaining? I just said I'm walking around looking for birbs. Notice I did not say, oh, I'm sitting at my desk at work in my cubicle. So in all reality, I think I win here. All right, I'm winning. And I just thought of something. Isn't that thing tonight? Don't I have a thing to do tonight? I think so. I'm pretty sure today is Thursday. Okay, I've come to an obstacle. How do I get around this? I think I gotta go this way. There's a thing. Dylan is playing tonight down at Project. Not exactly my favoritest venue, but I think I'm going to have to go down there. I think I'm going to have to go down there for this show to support one of my people. He'll probably do something fairly interesting now that he's got his looper. He made a looper, and somehow he acquired a guitar. And so he's doing this thing where he kind of... He doesn't tune the guitar. He'll tune all of his stuff to the guitar and let it rip, rig, and panic. Hey, I think I just found some chives. Some chives just broke through the leaves. Nice. Okay, yeah, there's lots of interesting tracks down in the mud. Those are marmot tracks. There's a whole load of marmot tracks down in the mud around here. And I basically just sort of walked past the owl tree. I didn't see anything. Still moving up. Yeah, so Dylan will get some kind of odd sequence going. Because he's got a sequencer. And then he feeds that into his weird stuff. His cool homemade synths. Like the Quad Creek. Which is basically just a bank of filters that you can ping. All right, I'm about as far as I can go. I'm not seeing any owls or evidence of owls. I'm gonna turn around. And so what he'll do is he'll get that sequence going and get some interesting bleep badoop badoop badonks going. And these filters, you know, they can be kind of tuned up to sound like drums a little bit or bleeps and bloops. And then he'll noodle around with the guitar into the looper. So you got those two different timbres working with each other. And yeah, generally speaking, it all sounds pretty neat. So... Oh, I'm going to go down there tonight. And he's also going to work on a flyer for the 9th, because he's going to play the 9th. The 9th... why am I walking this way? This is dumb. This is the Keitai show. I mean, the Keitai show. I don't like Keitai shows. I mean, Keitai shows. I mean, yeah, Keitai shows. Keitai means cell phone. And that's a real popular way to do karaoke today. And I'm not into it. Anyway, so Keitai, it's going to be me, Derek, Dylan, and Dave. And that's the other good news. Aaron said Glow-in-the-Dark could play the 18th. Wow, really? Great. Beautiful. Yes, you're in. Thank you. glow in the dark, if I have this right, if I understand completely, you know, Aaron, like any self-respecting real musician, has a number of projects going on at once. He is in a band called Dead Poets with a couple of other people. But he also has Glow in the Dark, which is sort of his solo project band name. I think it's a solo project, if I'm remembering correctly. So I'm very happy about this because I haven't seen Aaron play anything in a year. Well, I did see Dead Poets play a few months ago, so that kind of doesn't count, but hasn't done anything solo in forever. And this is usually because he opts to do video synthesizer instead of audio synthesizer. Damn, I'm walking right up against the wind, but as long as I don't turn, I can hear kids screaming out at the elementary school. I'm a few hundred meters out from the elementary school. I can hear the kids screaming during their post-lunch recess. Anyway, so yeah, Aaron's doing the show. And I sent the form back. Wait, did I tell anybody about this? Yesterday I got an email from the Luminarium. Here, we need you to sign this form and do stuff. So, because I try to move into a wind block here, because I couldn't print it out, or because I couldn't return it to him digitally signed and all this other weird stuff, I just called the Emeritus. I emailed the thing to the Emeritus and I said, hey, print this out. He said, okay. Then I went over there, picked it up. I filled out the form. All right, we're getting into some problematic wind now. I filled out the form. I stuffed it into a very artistic envelope because I like making artistic envelopes. I like to think of myself as a male artist. And when I say male artist, I don't mean gender artist. I do mean postal. Male as in postal. So, I sent that back, and they're going to send me another form. They have to send me some kind of, what was it called? Artistic agreement, or some kind of thing. Okay, send it to me. I'll do the same thing. Oh. All right, I'm trying to decide if I want to go downstream. Do we want to try to risk any of that? Is that going to be worth it? Is there anything down there? Is there anything happening at all? It's slow today in the creek. It's slow. It's quiet. And I don't know. I'm sort of losing my motivation to be outdoors. I mean, it's nice. I kind of want to go out and do some stuff, but what do I want to do? I guess the big activity today is going to be going down to Project. I guess that's fine. Oh, but yeah, I got up late, so my day is really messed up. What the hell am I going to... Oh, okay, here's a thing that you can look forward to. In about 15 seconds, all of the halftime metadata is going to show up in the Anon Radio Room of Calm. About 10 more seconds here. So, if you are in Calm, here it comes, the halftime metadata. All right, now you're probably seeing the one that says, you are listening to Tobe's 3000 and whatever show, da 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 da. Oh, there's a golfer on the golf course. And then the other halftime metadatas start popping up, and they say things like, yeah, you're listening to a non-radio, here's a link, and oh, the stuff that's archived, here's a link, and blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah. The halftime metadata. You gotta love it. Okay. So now that we got all of that halftime stuff out of the way, what should we do? What's next here on Dubious Goals Committee? You know, maybe we could feed some chickens. Here, let me create some seeds out of nowhere. Actually, it was manna and energy. Magically instantiated some sunflower seeds for these chickens that are right over here. Hello, Baka Chocks. What you doing, Gooper Gompers? Oh, then a couple more come running over because they know that I've arrived. They've heard my voice. They know the seeds. Go for it, great chicken. Eats the seeds. Rhodey comes running in. Two zebra chickens. Here comes White Chicken. And a golden fried, and here's a silky squeaking in the corner. Yeah, you gotta squeeze in the corner, get some seeds. Yeah, get some seeds, you chicken box. Yeah, look at that. Look at that, get some. Everybody wants some. Yeah. How you want some too? Get them chickens. Oh, look at that. Oh, Miss Great Chicken comes charging up. Oh, the black chickens can't get in here. Come on, black chicken, squeeze in here. Squeeze in. Okay, he's tunneling under the rest of the chickens. Oh, the silkies want some. Come on, silky. We're gonna throw some over here for my silky friend. Boom, get some, silky chicken. Okay. Yeah, come on, get in there, gray chicken. Baka chock. Baka chock. Everybody's gonna get some seeds today. Everybody wants yummy seeds. Yeah. Get it. Yes, look out for Silky Chicken. She's trying to get in here again, too. Ow! Not the fingers. Not the fingers. Just get the seeds. Yeah, you're standing on them. That's the whole problem. Come on, get some. Get some seeds. All right, we're getting a little bit low. So, I'm going to take the last of the seeds. I'm going to throw some in over here. I'm going to throw some in over here by the Silky Chicken and Little Miss Gray Chicken. Okay, we have happy chickens. Happy chickens have been chonka chonka chonking, nom nom, on the sunflower seeds. Alright, so, well, that's cool. And that killed 3 or 4 minutes. Now what the hell are we going to do? Well, I think the first thing to do, maybe check the mail. Oh, what did we get? Coupons from the grocery store. Advertising 4 weeks of savings. And yeah, they've got my bread on sale. Again, that seems to be pretty common with this. Pretty happy about that. Hooray. Slightly reduced cost of bread. Let's close the garage door and return indoors. Here we are with the cat. Hi, Gingins. Gingins is the blinginins gingler. Yeah, you're a fluffy baby. Look at your fluffiness. But we're not going to stand here and admire the fluffiness of my cat. No. I gotta bring my coupons upstairs. And my single bread coupon. Oh. We'll leave it there for now. And now we gotta figure out something to do. Wadadi. Well, I need to unpatch my synth real soon now, like maybe tonight. Gotta unpatch my synth so I can start building up the patch for the big show coming up at the Luminarium. The Luminarium. The Lumi Doomy Doomy Dabba 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 Dee Gabbo. So I guess we could start getting some of this going. Let's do this one more time so we don't forget what this sounds like. And I'm going to put the microphone down. Yeah, so what? Is this that great? Is this so great? This might not be so great. It's great, but it's boring, isn't it? When I do this for real, we're gonna have to throw something big at it. Thank you. Yeah, I think you get the idea. It's going to be a bunch of new age hokum. And where's the springy spring thing? Did we unplug the springy spring? I didn't think that we did. It's still hooked up to this. Why is this not doing a thing? I don't know. Not really sure what the hell's going on, but that's fine too. So maybe we should just, like, add a couple tracks. Let's drop into here. Can we do this? Maybe. Alright, I'm just gonna let this run and I'm gonna noodle over it in sort of like looping mode here. So we can throw in the occasional one of these. Everybody loves those. I know I do. And what else do I gotta do today? I'm thinking of what the hell. Oh, that's right. I gotta email Dylan about a thing. Can get tasty. I'm just noodling. Sheila. Oh, and what else do I need to do today? Oh, at some point in time I need to go to the store. Get some waffles. You know how much I love those waffles. I need waffles and something else. Oh, but I can't remember. It wasn't butter. What was it? Yeah, I don't know. But you're probably wondering, what would this sound like with a drum beat? Are we at the right speed? I think we are. Tasty, but I gotta stop and tell you that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. Let's write this out.